From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The new commander of the international forces in Afghanistan is assuming his new role at the head of the operation today. The BBC's Quentin Somerville reports General David Petraeus takes over as the Taliban are increasing their campaign against his forces.
At a simple ceremony at the headquarters of the International Security and Assistance Force in Kabul, General David Petraeus will assume command of the 130,000 troops from 40-plus countries who are fighting the war in Afghanistan. This is a formality. The general started work the moment he arrived here on Friday. He takes command as the nine-year war is in one of its most difficult phases. Last month saw record losses for foreign forces. 102 were killed.
The BBC's Quentin Somerville reporting from Kabul. The White House says Vice President Joe Biden is in Iraq this holiday weekend to affirm America's long-term commitment and discuss recent developments with Iraqi officials. Iraq has yet to name a prime minister after inconclusive national elections in March. Biden is the administration's point man on Iraq. A converted Taiwanese supertanker called a whale is being tested in the Gulf of Mexico. It's hoped the tanker will clean millions of gallons of seawater polluted with oil. Frank Misano, spokesman for the firm that owns the vessel, explains the ship's nickname.
In many ways, the ship collects water like an actual whale through its teeth and pumps it internally like a human heart.
The firm TMT Group says the whale can suck up as much as 21 million gallons of oil-tainted water per day. The Coast Guard says it'll take the next few days to test that claim. Meanwhile, a federal judge in New Orleans is moving to streamline the legal process for some 30 lawsuits emanating from the BP explosion. An order filed this past week temporarily consolidates the lawsuits for pretrial. More than 200 suits are on the books in courts in Louisiana, Texas, and other Gulf states since the rig operation exploded in April. This is NPR. The bodies of some of the more than 200 people killed in a fuel truck explosion in eastern Congo have been buried. NPR's Ofebio Kostarkton reports some of those killed were apparently trying to steal leaking fuel.
Red Cross recovery teams transported bodies, including children, to mass graves outside the village of Sange in Congo's eastern South Kivu province, where thatched-roofed homes went up in flames. This was after a fuel tanker flipped over and burst into flames late Friday. United Nations peacekeepers, Congolese government troops and relief workers rushed to help injured survivors. Reports said some of the people who died were trying to scoop up fuel leaking from the truck. Others were trapped by the blast inside buildings, including a cinema where a crowd had gathered to watch the World Cup. Such fuel tank disasters have occurred recently in other parts of Africa, including Nigeria, Cameroon and Ghana. Ofebia Kwistarkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.
This is NPR. Joren Vandersloot's new attorney says the Dutchman is suing the lawyer who represented him while he was interrogated by Peruvian police on the day he allegedly confessed to killing a woman from Peru. That according to the Associated Press. Maximo Altas tells the AP he filed suit on Friday, charging the Peruvian lawyer with misrepresentation and conspiracy to commit a crime. Altas says the lawyer is not a public defender and he doesn't know why police called her. More Americans are traveling this 4th of July weekend compared to the holiday last year, and as Scott Graff of member station WFAE in Charlotte reports, experts say there's a lot of pent-up demand.
Going into the 4th of July a year ago, AAA predicted about 2% fewer Americans would travel for the holiday than the year before. Turns out, many U.S. travelers concerned with the economy stayed home, and travel fell by nearly a quarter. This year, AAA says its surveys and business indicators are predicting a 17% rebound. AAA Carolina's spokesman Tom Crosby says Americans seem to be feeling more comfortable with the economy, and those who had to cancel trips last year are ready to get back into the habit of traveling.
I think taking a vacation is part of the American psyche. I think we're accustomed to it. I think it's part of who we are. We, as a country, need these breaks.
AAA estimates 35 million Americans are taking trips of at least 50 miles from home this weekend. The vast majority will travel by car. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
New York police say a man lighting fireworks has blown off his arm while he was at a party on New York's Long Island. Suffolk police say the friends of the man were able to retrieve his severed arm. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.